Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. It's time for your thoughts, your theories, how you've been going with our Pirate Month episodes. I guess it's still Pirate Month now. James has said he's been helping his mum move house and said earworm star blazers. Thank you. Excellent suggestion. Searching for a distant star, heading off to Wiscanda. I don't even know if that's how it went. But I shouldn't sing it because they'll be on me. but yeah, the Infinite Quest did bring up some very, very bizarre thoughts and theories from people. I mean, I guess it went on for about a million years. I mean, not the actual episode, but my recapping of it just kept going and going and going. Like it didn't seem to ever stop. But there have been many, many comments. including, Brendan Jones. Brendan Jones, you've been gone too long. Oh, my God. I'm going to get all of the music companies going to be after me today. My favorite WTF moment, I'm not explaining what that's short for, from it is when a robo-pirate specifies, no, fire with more precision. I mean, I get that after having watched The Pirate Planet. Someone needed to teach those guards to fire with more precision. lovely Troy says it's an odd but fun thing. Beck, oh my God, Beck, who I went to school with, says my boy isn't a fan. Anthony says I actually enjoyed it. And David says feature length, lol. and James, gorgeous James, says, I've not watched the story, but your recap has been exquisite. Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. It's been fun. I've been enjoying Pirate Month. Did I even recap it or did I just talk about 14,000 other things? I went off on a number of tangents. Speaking of tangents, Tim has posted in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. I have a theory. Nearly every movie or show would be improved by recasting it with Muppets. So with all the talk of Muppets this week and, of course, casting the Doctor, I thought, which Muppet could we cast as each Doctor? Shut up, don't judge me. And nerd face. Nerd face emoji. I love that nerd face. There's a nerd face emoji. It's just got glasses on and a goofy smile. So here are his suggestions. If you've got any better suggestions, please send them in. First Doctor is Waldorf, one of the hecklers from the Muppet Show up in the box. He says it had to be one or the other. Statler can play him in the Five Doctors. Hilarious, because they are interchangeable. The second Doctor is Zoot, the saxophonist from the Electric Mayhem. He says a sax is pretty close to a recorder, right? I mean, yeah, I guess. And Zoot is kind of a little bit, you know, spacey. Third Doctor, Gonzo. He's all action and the only Muppet that can pull off a velvet jacket. I don't know. Gonzo, I mean, I guess the Gurning would work for the occasional times that John Pertwee pulls a funny face. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm mad for Gonzo for the Third Doctor, but we'll reflect on that. The Fourth Doctor, Fozzie. He's got that quick wit and the height. Oh, and he's goofy. Like, he's just adorable and you want to hug him. And I think technically has curly hair, but a bit all over. The Fifth Doctor, Dr. Bob. Rolf as Dr. Bob in the veterinarian hospital. I mean, really. Tim says they both started off as animal doctors. Oh, because Peter Davison was in All Creatures Great and Small before he was cast as the Doctor. That is hilarious. I love it. The Sixth Doctor is Sam the Eagle. Oh, it's the bad temper and the love of language, but mainly the temper. Oh, yeah, I get that because he kind of gets a little bit carried away with his words. The Seventh Doctor is Lou Zealand. Oh, you know the guy who juggles the fish on The Muppet Show? There's no doubt Lou Zealand would play the spoons. Oh, no doubt, Tim. You are correct. That is perfect casting. I love it. The Eighth Doctor is Walter, who I didn't recognize at first until I realized he's from that Muppet movie that Jason Segel wrote and stars in with Amy Adams in it. Tim's justification is only seen in a movie, but we'd love to see more. Oh, cute. That is cute because the Eighth Doctor was only in that movie. Oh, in that weird episode. The War Doctor is the Swedish Chef. Oh, what? Not sure we understand the War Doctor, but we love him. Okay, I get it. The Ninth Doctor is Grover. They're both brilliant character actors, and you can see Grover in a big black jacket. Yep, I'm on board with that one. Tenth Doctor, Kermit. Everyone knows Kermit. Tennant is pretty much the fact of the show. Yeah, kind of. Tennant would be the one that everyone kind of goes, oh, yeah, that's what I understand to mean as Doctor Who, and everyone understands that to mean a Muppet. 11th Doctor, the Newsman. Oh, it's the long face. Oh, I see. You can see him in Affairs. Yeah, maybe. The 12th Doctor, Floyd, the Electric Mayhem guitarist. He says it's more than just the guitar, but it's mainly the guitar. The 13th Doctor is Janice. He says, we don't have much choice when it comes to casting females. It's a pig, a chicken, Gonzo in a dress, or Janice. And Janice is a great actor. James has replied, that is a mighty contribution to a better world. Bravo. It is, Tim. We love it. I love Muppet Doctor Who's. James's 10 cents is Miss Piggy should be the 6th Doctor, an egotistical and flamboyant dresser who is not averse to a bit of violence. That's our pig. Oh, my God. That is exactly the 6th Doctor. Miss Piggy's perfect. Hiya! I used to have a poster of Miss Piggy when I was a kid, like this massive big poster, and she was wearing like a judo outfit, like sparkly, bedazzled judo outfit. Because I just loved that she would karate chop people. And, you know, the Doctor's been known to karate chop people. James says, so Sam can then become the Ruth Doctor, because Nairi asked which one's the Ruth Doctor, because she has been left out. James says that Sam the Eagle is stern, takes no crap, but occasionally shows a goofy side. Look, I've got to agree with Miss Piggy for the 6th Doctor, but as I said, Gonzo, I don't know, is great for the 3rd Doctor because Gonzo is just so bonkers and out there and hilarious. And in the picture that Tim has used, not only is wearing a velvet jacket, but he's wearing a bow tie. And I think Gonzo is much more in the mold of the 11th Doctor. I mean, really, come on, just the madness, the just madcap behavior, just saying really unexpected things at the weirdest times. Like, I think Gonzo is the 11th Doctor. You have to agree. Which means Sam Eagle could be the 3rd Doctor because, you know, the 3rd Doctor's kind of a bit, you know, establishment and, you know, he's kind of a bit bossy and he kind of pushes people around a bit. And I feel like that's more Sam the Eagle than anyone. I mean, maybe I'm thinking of Sam the Eagle in Muppet Treasure Island because he was the first mate. Kind of pushy. But yeah, I think my idea for the Ruth Doctor is, so this is controversial, right? It's Bert and Ernie. together from Sesame Street. So Bert would be Ruth, the travel guide, because, you know, she's kind of goofy. She talks to the ducks. She's kind of fun and silly, but then breaks the glass and is played by Bert. So Ernie at the beginning, Bert afterwards. I don't know why that popped into my head. The other one I thought of was Big Bird, just because, you know, surprising and goofy and fun. But I really think it should be Bert and Ernie. It's a weird, I know, I don't know why I have such a weird choice for who should be playing the Ruth Doctor as a Muppet. I mean, it's a strange thing we're talking about anyway. All right, I'm going to have more of your reactions to things in the next episode. There's already, I mean, we've only just finished the Pirate Planet and already there are thoughts and theories coming in. So please keep them coming in. Theory at adamrichard.com.au. If you want to send me a big long email, or you can send me a text via the DMs on Twitter, where I'm at Adam Richard. Same on Instagram, at Adam Richard. My DMs are open. Just jump on in there. And also there's Facebook, where I'm Fabulous Adam Richard, and the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, which everyone obviously is a member of, because I see your many hilarious messages in there and I adore them. All right, more thoughts and theories in the next episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.